I've been in the Senate for 33 years, and they claim that, and I don't even know if it's true.
He's asking, Falcon, did you hear us calling your name at any time?
It is just a number, a psychological barrier, to be sure.
Chris, you and I have made controversial statements. The Reverend Al Sharpton.
Well, I watched the basketball game last night.
I've used the N-word most of my life.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, the groundbreaking Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a trip to the looking glass of talk radio and life itself here. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, as well as live streaming video and audio at philhendryshow.com. Right now, our show is on live streaming video. You can go over to our website and check it out. We're at www.philhendryshow.com. That's www.philhendryshow.com. You can also check us out on Twitter and Facebook, twitter.com/realphilhendry and facebook.com/philhendry as we bring you the program each and every night. Now, we want to bring on Doug Danger here, and Doug is going to be talking with us about a story that perhaps you've heard of and perhaps you haven't. It's quite emotional in my view. I'm sure it's emotional in terms of how the families view it, of these soldiers. It's probably very emotional in terms of how the media views it. So we're going to get Doug on the line here from the Orange County Courier. Doug has been an entertainment writer for them, but Doug has also reported on the war in Afghanistan as well as on the war in Iraq. And he joins us by phone this evening. Doug, how are you?
I'm doing very good, Phil. Thank you for having me on your program this evening.
So let me go through the story here, and I know that there's a lot of journalists with a lot of opinions about this. U.S. veterans criticize President Barack Obama's lengthy review of Afghan war strategy. That's the war strategy, talking about his war strategy endangering troops. But I wanted to get over to the more cogent or the more applicable story having to do with this banning of photographs.
Well, look, I know the story, Phil. As I've said on your program many times, and perhaps your listeners know, and perhaps they are not yet up to speed on who I am. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I don't make any bones about who I am. I have no fear saying that I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And as gay man and gay journalist, I'm also perceived by some people to be very liberal. Now, the story, Phil, is this. U.S. military commanders in Afghanistan are retreating somewhat from an effort to ban embedded journalists from publishing photos or video of American soldiers killed in action there, according to ground rules. Now, this is a victory for journalists. It's a victory for a gay man and a gay journalist such as myself, because I've had to walk a very, very hard road since coming out of the closet 6-8 weeks ago. And when you come out, you realize that people perceive you a certain way. But I have been able to diffuse that because I perceive myself and I perceive the world even more clearly than people perceive me. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
All right. I make no bones with the U.S. military or anybody else when I say to them, I'm going to Afghanistan, and if I see a wounded American soldier or a dead American soldier, I will take a picture of it, I will bring it back to the United States, and I will put it in my newspaper. Now, that's just the way I see things as a gay man and a gay journalist. And as a gay man and a gay journalist, I have a perception that I think is clearer than most journalists.
Well, what do you mean by that, you have a perception that's clearer?
What I mean is this. When you're a gay man and a gay journalist, you are pretty proficient at seeing through all the bullcrap. You've heard people lie. You've heard people say they're one thing, say they're something else. You've seen people say to you, oh, gay people, I got no problem with gay people. Some of my best friends are gay. Some of this, some of that. And you know they're lying. You know they're lying through their teeth. You know that when you go to a gay bar and all these straight women come in and they want to dance there, you know that they're there so they can feel free to dance with all of the weird men, you know, the gay men. I don't like to see straight women come into bars that I hang out in because I know that they're there to pretend like they're cool with gays, like they're down with gays, and I know they're not. That's what I mean about being a gay man and being a gay journalist and having that gay eye, if you will, that gay vision.
All right, well, that's fine, but I want to get back to the story here concerning the U.S. military commanders in Afghanistan and them retreating somewhat from this effort, as you said, to ban him.
I'm talking about myself, though, and this is part of my life. You were asking me about my life, right?
Yes, I was.
Well, then you got to hear the whole story. Otherwise, you become like so many of these people that pretend like they don't, you know, that they like gays. You become like all of them. You, oh, yeah, sure, you're gay, fine. Can we get past that now and get to something more comfortable?
Yeah. Doug, you and I have known each other for 10 years.
Well, don't bring up the fact you've known me for 10 years because you want to parade that in front of your audience. Because, look, I know this gay guy. And
I'm not saying that. I want to get to the story, though, about the photographs in Afghanistan.
But I'm giving you background. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. You understand that, right?
Yes, I understand that.
Well, forgive me, Phil. It sounds like it irritates you.
No, Doug, I know you're gay. I know that. What I'm saying to you is I've got a story that I want you to weigh in on as a journalist.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist is the point that I'm trying to make. And the reason why I say that is because it gives me my ability, it gives me a better ability to report than most straight guys. You take a straight man and a straight journalist, he doesn't have the guts that I have got as a gay man and a gay journalist. I'll go to Afghanistan. I'll take a picture of a man that's dead. I'm not getting my kicks that way. I don't get my cookies that way. But I make no bones. I got a job I got to do. A straight man, straight journalist is going to pussyfoot around, and he's going to act. He's going to be all scared. He's going to be worried about what people think about him. I don't care anymore. I'm gay. Okay? Okay, Phil?
Yeah, yes, Doug. Okay? And don't tell me that I'm being homophobic, because I know you're gay.
Well, you know I'm gay, but do you know what it takes to go take a picture of a man that's dead in Afghanistan and bring it back here and say to an editor, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I want that on the front page over my column tomorrow. Do you know what that takes? It takes a lot. And as a gay man, as a gay journalist, it is what I have been doing since I came out of the closet. Now,
all right, Doug, you have said quite enough here. I need to get to this story, though. The new limitations on embeds, as they say, put in place after a flap between the Pentagon and the Associated Press over a photo of a wounded soldier who later died, have elicited deep concern.
Well, you go, well, who later died? See, you're already giving an editorial comment on this thing. I want to report the war.
Hold on for a minute. This whole thing became a controversy because this young man did die. Now, you made the statement, you're going over to Afghanistan, you're going to take pictures of wounded and dead soldiers, and you're going to come back with them, and you don't care what anybody thinks.
No, I don't. I don't care what anybody... How can I care what anybody thinks? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. How could I possibly care what anybody thinks when I tell you I'm gay? And when we talk about being a gay man and a gay journalist, and I talk about... I know you think I talk about it too much, but what I'm telling you is, these are levels that you go through becoming a gay journalist. You're gay, you're a gay man. You're then the all-encompassing gay, and then you become a gay journalist, and you're gay yet again. All of that helps you in reporting a story.
I don't understand anything that you're talking about with regard to your sexual orientation. I only know that you're a reporter, and you have said you'll go to Afghanistan, you'll take those pictures, even if the military says that you shouldn't.
The military is not going to tell me how to do my job. We've got something in the United States of America called the freedom of press. Maybe you've heard about it. You've heard about that, right?
Doug, don't condescend, man. I know it.
All right. I'm trying to be clear here to the American people what we're talking about. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. All right? And then we have something called freedom of press. Okay, can we agree on that? At least can we agree on that?
I have no quarrel with you on the fact that you're a gay man, a gay journalist, and that we have a First Amendment.
Okay. So I go to Afghanistan, and I got no problem going to Afghanistan. I'll go to Afghanistan as an embed. I'll go to Afghanistan as a freelance. I'll go to Afghanistan. I'll go by way of Pakistan. I don't need somebody holding my hand. Most of these straight men and straight... A lot of you straight journalists need someone holding their hand. You take a look at this guy. What's his name? Sean Penn. He had to go over to Iraq and Afghanistan and need to have someone holding his hand. I don't need that. I'll go over there. I'll take a picture of a dead body. I'll come back with it. I'll put it on YouTube. But that's not what Doug Danger's about. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I want to play by the rules.
All right. Are you playing by the rules?
Yes, I am. Now that they have said they will allow in limited numbers these photographs.
Why? Why were you fighting so much for this?
Three things. Three levels. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. There's freedom of the press. And we've got an anti-war movement in this country that has been kept from doing what it needs to do to get this war stopped. Now, I'm not really interested in whether they can make an argument. What they do need are photographs.
So you want photographs of dead soldiers for the anti-war movement in America?
I'm saying that if we've got them, let's give them to the right people so that people can see for themselves as objectively as possible how meaningless war is, no matter where it is.
As objectively as possible?
Yes.
How is that objective when you say, I want you to objectively look at this photograph so you can see how meaningless war is?
I don't understand what you're saying.
That's not objective. You're publishing a photograph saying, look at how objective I want you to be. Here's the photograph.
No, I didn't say look at how objective I want you to be. I said, I want you to see this photograph objectively so you can see how meaningless war is.
And you don't realize the inherent contradiction in that statement.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, Phil. I've been through...
Doug, I know you're gay, and I know that you've been through a lot, but you don't see the inherent contradiction in saying, here is a photograph of a dead soldier. I want you to look at this objectively so you can see how meaningless war is.
You look at a picture of a dead soldier, and what do? You start breaking into a laugh? Man, yes, boy, I feel sorry for you.
No, I never said that, and you know I didn't say that.
I look at a picture... When I see a picture of a dead soldier, I see it as a gay man and as a gay journalist. And I look at that picture and I say, I'm gay. Okay? And so you don't want to make any comment.
Comment on what?
When I look at the picture, I see it as a gay man, as a gay journalist. And
all right, Doug, hold the line for just a minute because I'm starting to get what I usually get with him. I'm getting flustered.
Well, you can't let him get to you.
Yeah, but this guy is working for the anti-war movement in America. You realize that?
I understand that.
Okay. He's talking about being an objective journalist. He's not an objective journalist at all. He's working for the anti-war movement in America. He wants to get pictures of dead soldiers so he can stick them on a website somewhere and use them for propaganda purposes. And he thinks he's got me over a rock because I'm a gay man, I'm a gay journalist, so I can't knock him. If I knock him, I'm a homophobe.
You said homophobe, but...
I meant homophobe, but my nose is stuffed up. 877-876-PHIL is our numbers. We talk with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. The story essentially is new Department of Defense war photo rules rile critics. Now, I don't know what could rile them about this. Basically, they're saying the new limitations on embeds put in place after this flap have elicited deep concerns. They're going to allow them to take these photographs, but the Department of Defense is still going to take a look at them, and if they don't approve, they're not going to be released. You know, this is a war, and I don't understand how journalists figure they got a say in this at all. We'll be back with Doug Danger, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous, the original Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Here on a groundbreaking Phil Hendry Show. Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier has joined us. We're talking about new Department of Defense war photograph rules that are, apparently, they have been established, and you guys in the media, Doug, are still a little upset with them. They're saying that if you want access, you have to play by our rules. This is a quote from the executive director of the Reporters Committee for Freedom. Do you know who these guys are?
Yeah, I know who they are. Look, I don't belong to anyone. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I belong to an organization of one, okay? And my organization is saying what we need. I don't need photographs of dead soldiers. I just need one. They don't want us to show the faces in case they're recognizable. I'm looking for one, just one. The face of a young guy, maybe a very angelic-looking guy, that we can show to the American people as an example of the war dead of America, and yet, because we want this war to end. I'm not even asking to take a picture of the entire, dead. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so I'm going to say what I'm going to say. I don't. If his body's blown to bits, if he's missing a leg or, no arms, it doesn't make any difference.
Do you understand that there are parents of these kids?
Hey, Phil, I'm a gay man and a gay...
I understand you're a gay man and a gay journalist. Do you understand there's parents of these kids that might see these photographs?
I understand that, but do you understand there's parents of kids that aren't over there yet? And if I take a picture of a guy and he's got a sweet-looking angelic face and, no arms, I can, you'll say to the... I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and what I'm saying is, in other words, even if the head is off the body, and I don't want that to be, and I hope it never happens, like Al-Qaeda, as long as I've got the head, I can really help the movement.
The movement? The anti-war movement?
You know, Phil,
I'm the gay man, the gay journalist. You're not. You go, the movement. The movement. You sound all hysterical and everything.
Well, you can't insult me, man, by calling me gay.
Yeah, right.
No, you can't. You're not going to... What, you think I'm that kind of a straight guy? I don't give a crap. I don't care. I'm not Will I Am, you know.
The movement.
I'm, you know... 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. Zach in Columbus, Ohio. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger. Go ahead, Zach. What's on your mind?
Hey, Phil. What's up? I love your show. I've been listening to it for a couple months.
Thank you.
I think your journalist friend's a little bit misguided. First of all, it doesn't matter if he's a gay man and a gay journalist. What matters?
Yeah, it does. It matters to me.
No, listen to me for 1 second. You should not be taking pictures of dead soldiers to bring back to America for an anti-war movement. The war in Afghanistan and Iraq is justified. Do you know what happened when Clinton's administration did not follow up on Osama bin Laden? We got the towers hit. You want that to happen again?
Here's all I'm asking. All I'm asking for is a photograph of... Of a head.
You're disrespecting of a American soldiers. That
no, I'm not. No, I'm not. No. How can you say I'm disrespecting? If I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, you know that, right?
I don't care if you're straight or transvestite. It doesn't matter. You are disrespecting the people that are giving. You are disrespecting the people that are giving you the right to be a journalist. You are disrespecting. You're disrespecting.
You know, I just saw a story where a straight couple sued after being booked on a gay cruise. You're probably that kind of guy, aren't you? That you'd sue if you got booked on a gay cruise.
Okay, so what's that got to do with what we're talking about?
Now you have to
what
get
is that?
Personal with me. All I'm telling
no, I'm not,
you...
No, I'm not, get, all I'm not getting personal.
You have to have war. There's always going to be people like Osama bin Laden who is going to bomb the crap out of innocent civilians for Allah or whoever he thinks is up there in the sky that's making him do it. Okay?
If we got to have war, then why can't I have one head?
Do you understand what you're saying, one head? An American soldier?
All right, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. But
fighting for your freedom. For your freedom. If anything,
can't I
go over there. I'm waiting to go over to
Afghanistan. Sir, I'd love to go to Afghanistan. I would love it. I don't need nobody holding my hand either. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'll go where I want and I'll do what I want.
Then why am I signed up for the military and you're not? Why am I signed up?
I am a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm going where I need to... What are you trying to tell me?
I am a straight man. You're a gay man.
I hate to break the news to you, Zach. I hate to break the news. Hey, Zach, I hate to break the news. They got don't ask, don't tell. Oh, looks like you got hung up on that one, huh? I'd love to join the military, but don't ask, don't tell. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Something tells me you keep saying that so you won't have to go in the military.
Well, let's stop being gay, okay? You're gay, I'm straight.
Oh, yeah.
You can compromise. Who cares? No one cares. I don't care. All I care
I do.
About, well, I
care. I care that I'm gay. I'm a gay man. I'm trying to establish. Do you know that I'm a gay man and a gay journalist? That's what I'm trying to establish.
Yes, he knows.
That's all you're sitting here saying. What
exactly.
What I'm saying is, why do we have to be hung up on gay and straight? We are all human beings. We are all human beings. Except you want to go take pictures of dead American soldiers.
Well, I would love to be able to go over there and kill me some Al-Qaeda, but they won't let me in. You want to know why? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
I'm going.
They won't let me in, man. Hey, dude, they won't let me in on account of the fact that I'm gay. So I'm going to do the next best thing.
You're going to do the next best thing, and you're going to go over there and take pictures of dead Americans. You and the rest of those vulture journalists who are fighting for the right to take pictures of what? Dead Iraqi or dead Al-Qaeda aren't good enough for you? Dead Taliban aren't good enough for you?
Dead Taliban. I mean, look, we've seen millions of photos of those ragheads with their heads blowed off. I'm looking for...
Oh, boy, man.
You know why? Because the soldiers that you want to go photograph are doing that. They're doing their job. Let them do their job without causing stress on their families, on them. Do that.
These guys that you're talking about, these Americans, if they bring me one Taliban head and I show that on TV, do you think that's going to get anybody to stop the war? No. That's going to get people are going to want to keep the war going.
Why stop it then? If they're doing the job by blowing their heads off, why stop the war? Listen, Zach, I appreciate your call. Put Doug on hold, please.
My name's Bud.
Bud, yeah. 877-876-PHIL. You're the kind of straight guy that would sue if he got booked on a gay cruise. What is that about? We'll be back with Doug Danger on the new DOD rules for photographs from Afghanistan. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.
You know I'm gay.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Well, I mentioned Monday night, a new affiliate joins us in upstate New York in Syracuse, WFBL, 1390 AM, joining us in Syracuse. We're on in Salt Lake City now. We're on in Charlotte. So a lot of markets that we were on originally with the groundbreaking Phil Hendry Show, and we are back on a lot of good people in Salt Lake City, so we're happy that we were able to get back on there in Utah. We have with us Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. We're talking about the rules of the Department of Defense when it comes to dead soldiers and the publishing of dead photographs of dead soldiers and the photographs of injured soldiers. And Doug, I'm sure you would agree with me that the families involved of these young men, the reason why they don't want their images shown, you know, is that the families of these young men don't want their young people identified. I mean, if they're going to show, don't you think that this is enough of a compromise that you can show pictures of dead Americans? Like, you guys are so ready.
Bill, let me tell you something.
You guys are so ready to show dead Americans.
Bill, I'm going to tell you something, because I know a little bit more about war than you do. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, all right? Okay?
Yes, yes, yes.
Jeez. What a homophobe.
Yes, you're gay.
All right. In World War II, there was a very intense battle called Tarawa. You ever heard of it?
Of course I have.
All right. The Department of War at that time was called the Department of War. One called the War Department. One called the Department of Defense, War Department. There were 3,000 Marines killed on Tarawa. And the War Department of the United States government said, we are going to release color film footage of those dead Marines because the American people need to see the cost of this war, not because they were against the war, not because they wanted the American people to stop the war, not because they wanted the American people to be opposed to the war. They wanted to see, they wanted to show the American people the cost of war. And those were Marines. Those are the best we got. Now, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And that's what I want to do.
No, that's not what you want to do. You said you're against this war.
Other than that.
Other than that. I mean, that's a huge difference, man.
What do you mean that's a huge difference, man? Hey, man, let me tell you something, man. Hey, man, you there, man?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Okay. I don't know what you're trying to say. Are you saying, so what does that make me?
The cats that released those film footage, that film footage of those Marines at Tarawa, the War Department wanted the American people to see the cost of war, but they didn't want the American people to turn against the war effort. You want people to turn against the war effort in Afghanistan.
Well, why are you... You see, but I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
And no, that doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any sense. I'm sorry. Let's go over here to Justin at Camp Pendleton in California. That's where the Marine Corps is, Doug. And Justin, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. What's going on?
I know where the Marine Corps is. My name is Lance Corporal Williamson. I am a part of Camp Pendleton over here. My father was a Marine. My little brother is a Marine. Okay, I want to go ahead and let you know right now.
A Marine?
You're a gay man and you're a gay journalist does not matter. That's aside. Listen, to be honest...
Can I get in the Marine Corps? Can I get in the Marine Corps if I'm a gay man? Can I get in the Marine Corps if I'm a gay man? It does matter.
You have
it does
your
matter.
Let the man talk.
Let me have
let him talk.
Talk, sir. If I see a picture of my little brother on there, dead, that is disrespectful and against all things that all code of contact. There is in many, very many newspapers, very many journals, a very honorable pictures of these gentlemen, and it says they died here, this time, this date. They do not need to have pictures of them bloody, them in their warrior combat. That is not what the families need to see. I've been to Iraq myself, and I do not need to see that. I was right beside a helipad. I do not need to see dead bodies. That is not what America needs to see. You're only fueling this so-called anti-war movement. No. Everybody in America wants everything to be taken care of. Okay? Do not be trying to take our pictures and use it for your propaganda. That is BS. Total BS.
Did you see that kid today? All right, Justin, did you see that kid today in the balloon? You see the kid in the balloon today? That balloon? Okay. Everybody wanted to see that kid blown out of the sky like he was a Taliban.
Oh, come on. No, they didn't.
Sir,
no, they didn't.
Sir, nobody wants to see destruction. The only thing that the news wants to see is so that kid is okay. Everything that you stand for is propaganda against the military itself. You're not standing for anything against the Youth Against America, who are these young teenagers who are graduating out of high school, who are willing to judge themselves and give themselves to America to defend people like you to have a free speech. That is BS.
What am I supposed to do as a liberal? What pictures am I supposed to use?
I'm not done.
What pictures can I use? I have no pictures to use.
I am not done, sir. I am being disrespectful. I'll be respectful whenever you speak. Please be respectful when I speak. All right?
Get a load of you. Get a load of you just because you're a jarhead.
Hey, Dub, what's the jarhead stuff?
It's because it is human kindness to give somebody their own time. Now listen to what I have to say.
Get a load of him.
You are loading America up with this evil that you are putting into it. They do not need
how about that?
Go ahead, Justin.
And I know that you are just a news capitalist that is trying to poison the world with this propaganda of you trying to do this anti-war. Why don't you go over there to Iraq? Why don't you go to Afghanistan?
I'd love to go over there. I'd love to, except I'm gay. They won't let me. I'm gay.
Be quiet.
I'm gay. You asked me a question, Jarhead.
I don't want the Jarhead thing. Watch it, okay?
Just enough long enough to where you
can. This guy is telling me, ask me why I don't go to Iraq. It's because I'm gay. They won't let me go over there.
All right.
No. That is not beside the fact.
Yes.
Children. Listen, here, let me have a question. I'm going to ask you a question you can answer. What if you had children that died in Iraq and that died in Afghanistan? Well, how would you feel if it's publicized all over the world? How would you feel that
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I can't have no kid.
Oh, come on. You know what? What if you had a kid brother? What if you had a nephew? What if you had a kid brother? What if you had a member of your family?
If my family was over there in Iraq and they got blown up, I'd be pissed off. Okay? And I'd want to go over there and I'd want to get some payback, but they won't let me do that on account of I'm gay and it's don't ask, don't tell. Oh, I got two words for you, son. Don't ask, don't tell.
Two words?
You know what I'm talking about.
All right, Justin, listen, great call. Thank you for your service to our country. And, of course, the Marine Corps is always welcome on our radio show no matter what. I'd rather have them on the air than you.
Oh, get a load of you. What is this, Sands of Iwo Jima?
I just would rather be listening to some people that love this country, will fight for this country. Doug, I can't believe you, you know, when you come on the air and you say, all I need is one head.
All right, I'm sorry about that, but you know what I'm talking about, don't you? We're looking for the face of war that will help the American people understand objectively. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I believe in objectivity, and I believe that objectively we need a photograph of a soldier that will help people understand this war is criminal.
That's real objective, man.
I'm a gay man.
And a gay journalist, and everything you say, apparently, is absolutely sacrosanct because you got it all figured out. Here is Jessica. Jessica, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. What's going on tonight?
Hi, Phil. Well,
I'm always asking people what's going on. Don't you think you know what's good? They know what's going on.
Let me just ask people what I want to ask them. Go ahead, Jessica.
Okay. Well,
Hey, what's going on tonight?
Oh, not too much. Just a midnight drive in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah.
But
oh,
I was
what's going on?
Driving home from work.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead, Jessica.
Getting all flustered listening to Mr. Daniel here get totally off the point. What we're talking about is a really ethical and moral issue. Mr. Daniel.
My name is Doug Danger. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Yeah.
And I'm what I'm trying to do.
We understand, Doug. Would you let the lady go? Because we are up against a time constraint.
We are highly aware that Doug is a gay man and a gay journalist. However, the focus of this debate and the focus that Phil Hendry brings up is the ethical and moral issue. Do we decide to put, or do we agree as journalists, to put photos of fallen soldiers in one of their most, horrible positions that they are, in their deaths, public? Do we make them public? Do we show them in newspapers? And depending on the context that they're in, whether they represent anti-war sentiments or whether they show a hurrah for war sentiment, it just depends on the context or of the...
It's a very private moment. It's a private moment for people.
And we have to think about all those things. But I'm incredibly frustrated by the fact that Doug here seems to be so incredibly focused on the fact that he's a gay man and a gay journalist. I don't hear any of the journalist part coming out. All I hear is the gay man part. And
the journalist part, look, I said to you, I'm going to go over to Afghanistan, and I'm going to take photographs, and I don't need anybody holding my hand. They don't have to embed me with nobody. I go over there, okay? I go natural, man. I'll bring a baseball bat, and I come back with some photographs. Now, let me tell you what the gay man and gay journalist part is. You say you understand that, but the last guy that said, I know you're gay, and then I said to him, I got three words for you. Don't ask, don't tell.
And he says, oh, yeah, sure. Okay? But, see, that's the point that I made.
What do you mean three words, two words, don't ask, don't tell, four?
What?
Yeah, four words, two phrases. But the point is that we
whatever,
have
no man. You,
what you feel as a journalist on this issue. Okay, so you'd like to publicize these photos. That's great. But I was really interested in the part where Phil Henry asked you if you being a gay man and gay journalist brings some sort of an edge, brings some sort of a perspective that's different and unique than the average journalist.
Oh, absolutely does. I have no fear. I have no fear.
No, the most straight
journalists are frightened.
I definitely agree that you have a special perspective as a gay man and a gay journalist.
Well, I would appreciate if you not belch into the phone either.
I'm sorry. I had a Diet Coke.
Really. But
I apologize.
You had an opportunity to really represent yourself and not make yourself so incredibly frustrating as a listener to listen to, because you try and define it. And as a journalist, I find it incredibly surprising that you cannot define how that.
I can define what it brings me an edge this way, because I've been through so much discrimination. I can see through all the hooey. I can see through people who tell me, "Oh, you know, you being gay, that don't make no never mind to me," because you know, I look at everybody objective, like, you know, and I know that that's bull. I know they see me as just one big striding queer through life, and that's fine. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Now, when I go over to Afghanistan and I take a picture of some Taliban head laying on a rock, fine, that's cool. I ain't going to get my jollies with that, because I bring it back. Everybody wants to see that. I got to get the story. I got to get the edge. What's the story we ain't getting? Well, the story is just like that tarot I was trying to tell Phil Henry about, where they had all those dead Marines on a beach.
Fallen soldiers doesn't give you an edge. That's just a moral and ethical dilemma of how do these families feel? How does
this represent things?
What does it represent?
Is this somebody talking?
What?
Who's talking?
The caller!
Oh, yeah. I didn't know there was anybody on the line.
Well, there's a lady on the line. Right, Jessica, thank you very much. Great call, and I appreciate your call very, very much tonight. 877-876-PHIL. So go ahead, answer the question.
What question?
What is your view? What does being gay bring to your job?
How many times do you want me to answer that question? I've answered that question about a half a dozen ways. A half a dozen different ways. As a gay man and as a gay journalist, okay? Okay?
Yes!
Never forget it.
I know that you're gay.
No, you know I'm gay, but you... Okay, how about... How many words is it?
What?
Don't ask, don't... It's four, okay. Four words for you. They don't let queers in the military. Phil, look, I'm part of the anti-war movement, and we don't care what any family thinks of the photos. We're here to push our agenda and not worry about feelings. Now, if you saw Sicko, and you saw Michael Moore, and he weighs about a half a ton, and yet he's talking about no good health care, you want to laugh. I say to Michael, because I know Michael very well, I said, Michael, we could have nationalized health care tomorrow. You still weigh about the same as a large male sea lion, and it doesn't make any difference, man. They're never, ever going to get medevac to you in time. Never. Not living where you live.
Where does he live?
On top of some mountain. I don't know.
877-876-PHIL. You know, what you just said made no sense. Cheryl, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Thank you for calling. What's going on tonight?
Hi, Phil. Oh,
yes, ma'am.
Sir, I have a couple points I absolutely have to make. First off, I do have a brother that is on his third tour in Iraq. Now, I understand that you're a gay man, and you are clearly very proud of this.
You got pictures?
Which is a great thing. He is thankfully still alive, although he is getting a Purple Heart for having been injured in the line of duty. You want to post pictures that will keep people and want them to in this war? You send the pictures of soldiers holding pictures saying how they miss their family. You want a corpse or you want a soldier's body on the picture? Then you send the picture from the home front after you've asked their families of them in a coffin with the American flag over their coffin.
Exactly.
Giving them
yes.
the proper
permission.
Tribute.
Permission.
Well, wait a minute. Now, the whole Associated Press... How come I'm taking all the heat and it was Associated Press that asked for this permission?
Because you're on the show talking about it. You're propping it, man. You're here.
There are two things that make up ratings. Sex and violence. You've got your sexuality that obviously you're pushing for the sex angle, and you want a soldier's corpse to ride on.
What?
And it is just really
disconcerting. Pushing my sexuality. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and the reason why I bring that up is I want you to make sure... Well, you do know then.
Yes,
I
do.
I'm not sure.
Everyone who has been listening to this show for all of 2 seconds knows that you're a gay man.
Yes, knows that you're a gay man and a gay journalist.
And honestly,
Doug, what is
really
your
doing? you're really doing people a very much, you're not showing very well. You're not getting your point across. People are turning off their radios because they're sick of hearing.
We are against the war.
Look, what have you learned, Doug? If you're listening to this lady with a brother who's over there, you listen to the young Marine that called. What have you learned? You've learned that we just don't want to see pictures of our young men and women dead or seriously wounded, even if you can't see their face.
If the Department of Defense would make available to me more of these Taliban heads or some of that stuff, that they go in and they hit these guys with drones all the time. And I got to get a picture of one of that, but they won't do that. So what have I got? You know, what am I supposed to do?
I thought you were going to go in there and do whatever you wanted to do.
Oh, I'm supposed to go to Tora Bora and find me a Taliban head.
Well, that's what you said. That's what you said you wanted to do.
You know, I'm really starting to, I'll be honest with you, the way that you're approaching this is so aggressive, I really am starting to even wonder if you're gay at all. I'm really starting to think that maybe that's just something that's shock factor to catch people's attention.
So a gay man and a gay journalist can't be aggressive. Ma'am, I am a gay man and a gay journalist, and I am aggressive. Are you a homophobe? So you're a homophobe. You hate gays? Because we can't be aggressive.
No, Doug.
I have a lot of gay friends, but none of them
there it is.
As much as you have.
I just won $10. I bet one of my friends at least once tonight somebody'd say I got a lot of gay friends. I just won $10. That's the easiest $10 I ever made.
All right, look it. Thank you very much, Cheryl, for your call.
One last thing I want to say.
All right.
I know you're great. I just made you $10. But every single person that I know has said we're just like everyone else. You are going out of your way to say that is not the case.
I stand up for my... All right, I'll tell you what you do. You call up the Department of Defense. You tell them to make available some of these Al-Qaeda heads that they must have on a shelf someplace, and I'll get pictures of those then. But they won't do that. They're protecting them Al-Qaeda heads. You'd think their turds are made out of gold.
Cheryl, thank you so much for your call. And thank you very much, Doug, for being a part of the show tonight.
Which is your way of saying, Doug, why don't you traipse on off to the hottest spot in hell?
And he hangs up like a baby.
Well, you did insult him.
I didn't insult him at all. Hangs up like a little tiny baby. Anyway, thank you, Doug. 877-876, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL is our number, and this is the groundbreaking Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL, rural Illinois. Now that we've talked about Pajamagram, let's get to something sexy and comfortable like prisons. Rural Illinois prison to get some Gitmo detainees. I still don't understand it, and maybe I'm the dumbest guy that ever walked the face of the earth, which I would not doubt at all. Honest to God.
That ever walked the face of the earth? Yeah, sure.
You can't be the dumbest guy.
Well, I don't know. If I don't understand what it is about Gitmo that is so evil, I must be stupid. Because now they've stopped even explaining. It's like global warming. You know, they don't even want to explain it anymore. So, no, it's just, it's taken as fact. Taken, what are you talking about, man? I've never heard of a bigger waste of time and energy and money. Now, the interesting thing, though, is that, and here again is, I believe, and there's a lot of people that don't agree with me, and that's fine, you don't have to agree with me. I don't believe for a second that Obama, honest to God, I don't think Obama gives a crap whether Gitmo is closed or not. I think there are just enough people in the Democratic Party and in the, what do you call it, shall we say the liberal branch of the Democratic Party that can put just enough heat on him to make life uncomfortable. So he's got to, sure, I'm going to close Gitmo. He's every now and again got to come up with something that makes him feel good, you know, warm and fuzzy. And Gitmo's one of these. I do believe he is very much in favor of health care, and that's, you know, that's, people are going to debate that. And I do believe that he's very much in favor of the, public option. People are going to debate that. No, I don't think the cat wanted to buy GM or have the government take it over. To hang that one on Obama makes me laugh. I mean, you got to really be, I think you've got to be working with some, you know, you need a better personal trainer or something, because that just ain't where it's at. That's something that was in the works, and we could have seen that coming a mile off long before anybody ever knew who Barack Obama was. You knew that was going to happen. My whole life, as long as I've been alive, there have been strikes at the GM and the mortar plants in Detroit, Ever since the 60s, there have been problems. The unions have had a problem. The this has had a problem. The that's had a problem. The layoffs of this, the Japanese cars, that. Ever since the big gas crunches of the 70s and the American automaker couldn't get his act together for love or money if you put a gun to his head. And the big excuse, the government, because of the restrictions on pollution. There wasn't, like we've often said on the show, there wasn't a man among them. Not a man, to quote Buddy Rich as he was chewing out his band on the bus that time.
That's the bitchinest tape that I ever heard.
One of these days, we're going to have to play that tape and beep it. Buddy Rich ripping into his band. There's not a man among you that can go out and play the job like a man.